please, and turn with me to the Gospel of John in chapter number 21. John chapter number 21. We stand to our feet in honor of God's Word. We'll begin reading in verse number 20. John chapter number 21 and verse number 20. The Bible says, "Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? And Jesus saith unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that the disciple should not die, that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said unto him, He shall not die. But if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? And this is the disciple which testifieth of these things, and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written in every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written." Amen. I want you to notice what the Bible says in response to a question that Peter asked in verse number 22. And he says, "If I will that he tarry till I come," he asked this question, "What is that to thee?" And I want to preach on that thought tonight. What is that to thee? Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you, Lord, that you'll guide us each step of the way. We'll follow thee and do thy will with our life. Thank you, Lord, for your precious word. Lord, allowing it to be in our hands and to be able to hide in our hearts and to be able to be guided by it in our lives. Lord, tonight I pray that you'll help me as I stand to preach these next few moments that we have together. I pray that more than anything that you would be well pleased with things that are said, with the response that's given, and then the time of invitation with our obedience to thee. Strengthen us through thy word. Lord, hide me, please, behind the cross. And tonight, may we hear from thee and thee alone. And Lord, we'll thank you for what's accomplished. We pray these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Thank you. Please be seated. We find in this passage of Scripture eight truly life-changing words. And that's the words where Jesus said, "What is that to thee? Follow thou me." We see the question, and then we see the command. The question is the question that Jesus is asking Peter. And the command is to follow him. We think about Peter and his life. We see the things that are going on. You remember many years ago, he had left all to follow Christ. He gave up fishing and he followed the Lord. And there were some great things that happened in Peter's life. There's no doubt about it. When you begin to see that he walked on the water, he did more than any of us would ever have done, you know. And he walked on the water by faith just for a little while. And then he began to sink when he took his eyes off the Lord. We see how that God used him in great and miraculous ways later on in his life. But we find that he had left all to follow the Lord. But then he was the one that denied the Lord three times, just like Jesus said that he would earlier in the Gospel of John. And then we find him here after the resurrection. He's been fishing, and of course he's back doing what he used to do. And we find that the Lord comes to him. And we see the setting of what's going on here. And we understand that the Lord Jesus comes and begins to ask Peter some questions. Do you remember how he asked Peter three times, "Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me?" And gave him things concerning to do. And he asked him, says, "Do you love me more than these?" And then we see that the Lord Jesus told Peter about him dying, that Peter's going to die. This is after the resurrection. Christ has already died and he's resurrected. And he's talking to Peter and he tells him that he's going to die. And he tells him the way that he's going to die as far as in his days and the things that lie ahead. And then Peter looks and he sees John there with Jesus. And he begins to question the Lord Jesus concerning John. Jesus has just had this great conversation. The Lord Jesus Christ has been talking with Peter, telling him all these things, asking him all these questions. And then Peter seemingly takes the focus off of him. You know, enough about me, Lord. You know how it is sometimes. We don't want to talk any more about us, or because we really don't want to give the answers or anything like that. And he says, "What about John?" What about him? And he asked him this question. Peter, seeing him, John, saith to Jesus, Peter, seeing John, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? And the Lord Jesus said, what does that matter to you? I'm not talking about John to you. I'm talking about you to you. And so many times we do the same kind of things in our lives. When the Lord tells us to do something, we'll look and say, but what about them, Lord? What is that to thee? But what about so-and-so? What's that to thee? I'm not talking about so-and-so. I'm talking about you. And we need to realize that the Lord Jesus wants to speak to our lives. And in asking this question and then seeing the answer, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. I want to give you just a few thoughts tonight. Don't let what others do. Don't let what others do keep you from trusting and serving the Lord. Don't let what others do keep you from trusting and serving the Lord. Notice here that Peter was concerned more about what John was going to do. And so many times in our lives, we get our eyes on everybody else. And we'll start comparing ourselves to others, you know. I can always find somebody I'm doing better than. I can always find somebody that I'm living better than, you know. But here in this thought, I want you to see that a lot of times we look at the failures of others and maybe we compare ourselves to them or whatever, or we'll look and we'll hide behind the hypocrites. How many times have we knocked on doors and talked to people about their life and they'll say, well, I don't want to come to the church because all the hypocrites that are there. And I think we ought to ask the question, you think there's any hypocrites at Walmart? Well, sure. Well, then why in the world do you go to Walmart, you know? People make up the silliest excuses. But sometimes people will hide behind others. Don't let what others do keep you from serving and trusting the Lord. Remember, you're not accountable for others. You're not going to stand before the Lord for others. The Bible says in Romans 14:12, so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to the Lord. Dear friends, tonight we need to realize that when we try to look at others, or we try to hide behind others, or we try to look at the faults and the failures of others and try to make that apply to our life, the Lord Jesus says, what is that to thee? You're to follow me. You're not to be so concerned about what everybody else is doing. You're to be giving yourself to my will, to following me, to doing my will with your life. And there'll be no excuses when we stand before the Lord. There'll be nothing that we can say that will keep us from having to give an answer for ourselves. It could be the person that's closest to us in our lives that may be keeping us from trusting the Lord or serving the Lord. It could be the failure of a husband or the failure of a wife or somebody that's over us in business or it could be a neighbor or something like that. And we begin to look at others. And I know a lot of people that look at, I've seen people say, hey, this person that lives next door to me, they say that they're saved. And if they're saved, then I'm going to the same heaven they are. Just like what we talked about this morning. But in all reality, it doesn't matter about the person next door. What is it to you? What's your relationship with the Lord? What are you doing with Christ? How are you living your life? I promise you, you can find somebody that's doing a lot less than what you're doing. But what does that matter? Are you doing what God says do? Are you following the Lord? What is that to thee? Follow thou me. Are you following Christ with your life? Are you giving your life to the will of God? Are you determined to do whatever it is God wants you to do with your life? Look, God's will is not always a simple thing. God's will is not always an easy thing. God's will is not always something that others around you may accept, but God's will is always right in your life. And when we stand before the Lord, all that matters is what we've done with God's will in our life. That's all that matters. What have we done with God's will? We have to look past the failures of others and the faults of others, and we have to look to Christ. We need to be looking unto Jesus, as the Bible says, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, is now set down at the right hand of the throne of God. In other words, tonight, if we're going to live our life for the Lord, if we're going to follow him, the only way we can follow him is we have to be looking to him. We don't need to be looking around us. We need to be looking to Jesus. We don't need to be looking at others and finding that maybe we're doing better or maybe not doing something because of something that they've said or done. Don't let what others do keep you from serving the Lord. Jesus said, "What is that to thee?" It doesn't matter what John's going to do. If I say he's going to tarry till I come. If I say, that's what he said in verse 21. If I say to you that he's going to tarry till I come, what is that to thee? If I say he's going to live until I return, what's that to you, Peter? You follow me. Don't we find ourselves in this a lot of times? We say, well, so-and-so's not doing it, or so-and-so's not acting, you know, so-and-so, 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 so-and-so. And when we stand before the Lord Jesus Christ at the beam of judgment, we're not going to be able to say, but so-and-so. He's going to say, don't matter about so-and-so. What matters is, what are you doing? What have you done with me? What is that to thee? Jesus just told Peter all these different things. He asked him the question, lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me more than these? You know I love you. You know I love you. You know I love you. You know, feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. And then Jesus says, now look here, Peter. These are the things that are going to happen. This is going to lead to your death. And this is, you're going to be dying. Peter's like, he just told me I'm dying. He just told me these things that are going to happen in my old age and how things are going to happen. And we know, according to tradition, Peter was crucified upside down. Peter died, and he died a martyr's death. And he says, hey, what about John? What's going to happen to him? Peter says to the Lord Jesus, what's his lot in life? And Jesus says, what is that to thee? I think we ought to understand this question tonight when we try to look at the lives of others. Don't look at the lives of others. Don't look at what they do. Realize we have to give an account of ourselves to the Lord. If others fall, if others fail, what is that to thee? You serve the Lord. If others go in this direction, what is that to thee? If God's got this direction for you, serve the Lord. Follow thou me. What is that to thee? Then don't let what others say. Don't let what others say keep you from serving and trusting the Lord. Don't look at what they do and don't let what they say. I found out something. Just because somebody gets saved doesn't mean they can't be cruel. As a matter of fact, some of the most hurtful things that have ever been said to me have been said to me by people that name the name of Christ as their Savior. Things that have probably discouraged me more than anything else has been said to me by people that are saved people. By the way, that's my fault if I let something like that bother me. The psalmist said, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. I don't need to be worried. I don't need to be offended when somebody says something, as long as what I'm doing is right. You know, I'm offended more when they speak the truth about me. When they say the truth, and I'm thinking, uh-oh, and that's usually when we defend ourselves the most, isn't it? When they just told the truth on us, and then we want to try to get ourselves out of it. But don't let what others say, the hurts of other Christians, don't let that keep us from serving the Lord. There are a lot of people out there that are self-righteous. They seem like they're always right, and you're never right. Look, I know people that's never said I'm sorry for hurting somebody's feelings. I know people that's never wrong in their own eyes. I know people that feel like that once they said it, that's all that matters. We need to just drop everything else and we need to listen to what they have to say. You know? And some people say some of the most hurtful things, and some people feel like they're above all. And they can say things that just really hurt and really bother you. But Jesus said, what's that to you? You're not following them, you're following me. I answer to God. You answer to God. And we need to follow the Lord. And yes, people do say hurtful things. And yes, people do make some terrible remarks. There's many people that used to serve the Lord faithfully that have been hurt by others and given up on doing what God wanted them to do. But dear friends, if they would have understood that it doesn't matter what others may say, all that matters is what Christ says, following Him. The cause of Christ, I believe, has been harmed more greatly by careless tongues. The tongue is the most evil of all of our weapons. The words we say cut like a knife sometimes, and reach into the soul and destroy men and women and even boys and girls' lives. Oh, we must be consecrated to the Lord, and when we're consecrated to the Lord, we'll understand it does not matter what anybody has to say. All that matters is that we're following Christ. Amen. What is that to thee? Well, what if somebody said something that'll hurt your feelings? Jesus is talking to Peter here, and can you imagine? Here's the Lord Jesus. Nobody ever said anything bad about Him. Nobody ever unjustly accused Him. Nobody ever nailed Him to a cross. Nobody ever put a crown of thorns on His head. Nobody ever spit in His face. Nobody ever mocked and ridiculed Him. Oh yes, they did. They mocked Him, they scorned Him, they ridiculed Him, they persecuted Him, they called Him a liar, they said He was a blasphemer. I mean, they called Him every name that you can possibly think of. Then they nailed Him to the cross. They put a spear in His side. He had a crown of thorns on His head. They stripped Him of His clothes, and He hung in open shame, and He didn't even look like a human being. And people were walking by, and no doubt there were many that were there that were mocking Him. And they said, others, He saved, but He can't save Himself. If He is the true God, why don't He bring Himself down off the cross? And we say, boy, somebody said something bad about me. Somebody, they hurt my feelings. I think I'll just quit. I'll just give up my position, you know, and I'll just go to church and sit on the pew and take up a space. And you'll stand before the Lord with that one of these days. And when you start saying, but they said this about me, Jesus is going to say, what's that to thee? You're supposed to follow me. You don't need to worry about what others may say. Don't let what others say keep us from doing what God wants us to do. We will answer to the Lord. We will stand before Him. What is that to thee? Peter, sure, he didn't like what he just heard about his life. And so he says, what about John? Jesus said, what's that to thee? It doesn't matter. Don't matter. It doesn't matter what. All that matters is what I'm saying. And by the way, Jesus had the right to say that. He had the right to say, the only thing that matters right now, Peter, is what I'm telling you. And you need to listen to me. What about gossip, you know? Look at what gossip did. Here in verse number 23, the Bible says, then went this saying abroad among the brethren that the disciples should not die. So what happens? The Lord Jesus had said in verse number 22, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? In other words, if that's my will, then what's that matter to you? I'm talking to you, Peter, about you. But the other disciples, they heard it, and so they began to say, hey, he said that John was going to live till he comes again. That's what gossip does. And the Bible says, Jesus said not unto him, he shall not die, but he says, but if I will that he tarry till I come. In other words, if it's my will, what is that to you? Peter, I'm talking to you. Look, when we speak to others, we need to speak the truth, right? Not gossip. We don't need to do that. What people say so many times hurts others. It's gotten people out of the ministry. It's caused people to quit doing what it is that they're supposed to be doing. First of all, the person that quit doing what they're supposed to be doing, they ought to be ashamed of themselves, because all that matters is, if what are they doing for Christ, and are they following Him? But secondly, the one that said the hurtful things or that spread the gossip and the lies and the rumors, they ought to be ashamed that they caused something like this. It's ridiculous, isn't it? Let me ask you something. Have you ever been injured by somebody, by the words or the carelessness of somebody? somebody failed you, and you know. Well, let me ask you something. What is that to thee? Are you more concerned with what others may think, or are you more concerned with following the Lord? We have to ask ourselves this question. You know, how many lives do you have to live? You have 5? 4? 3? 2? 1? And all that matters is what you do with Jesus. It doesn't matter what others say. If you know that you've done what God wants you to do, that's all that matters. That's all that counts. What is that to thee? When others say things that are hurtful, they may say things about you, or they may say things to you. But don't let that stop you from serving the Lord. Do you know how many people's probably out of the ministry tonight? I'm not talking about just pastors or just missionaries, but how many people that God put in places to do His work are out of the ministry because of what somebody said? Well, dear friends, don't worry about what everybody else has to say. You just be true to God and true to His Word and do what God wants you to do and follow Him. Then don't let other people's abilities keep you from serving the Lord. Here's something that happens in Christians' lives. Envy seems to seep in some people's lives. And you start looking at others and think, well, they're just so much better than I am at it. I'll just let them. But if that's not what, if God has it for you, you need to do it. You know? Peter said, Lord, what shall this man do? John was a great disciple. He was a great man. He refers to himself in writing this book as the disciple whom Jesus loved. And dear friends, Peter could have said the same thing about himself, the disciple whom Jesus loved, because tonight if you have that relationship with the Lord, you feel like He loves you more than He loves anybody. But John had referred himself to this disciple whom Jesus loved, and Peter sees John, the one that leaned on Jesus' breast at supper, sees this one whom Jesus loved, and Jesus has just said all these things about Peter, and Peter says, but what about John? He was envious. There was something that had creeped into his life. Peter wants to compare his work to the work of John. He was saying something like this, you know, I'm going to go feed the sheep, like he said. What's John going to do? I'm going to die as a martyr. What about John? Jesus said, if he lives till I come, what is that to thee? Don't let the ability of others keep you from doing what God wants you to do. You get your eyes on so many other things when all that matters is having our eyes on Jesus. Looking at Him and seeing Him. So many times we lose God's best in our lives because we're envious maybe of others. I'm going to tell you something. There's preachers I wish I could preach like. Some of them can go over there and sit at the piano and play and sing, and boy, I wish I could do that. You know, I wish I could sing. I wish I could play and sing. I wish I could do anything like that, you know? I mean, honestly, to me it'd be awesome. They can take a passage of Scripture and they can open it up, and I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm right there. I feel like I'm walking down the streets of Jerusalem. And they get done, I think, boy, I'd like to be like that. I'd like to be able to preach like that. And then God reminds me, you know, I called you for who you are. There was one preacher up in Virginia, and I'm going to tell you something. He was an amazing preacher, if you ask me, you know? He could preach in such a way, and honestly, he could draw you in. Personally, I didn't care for him in his personality and in certain other things. But boy, when he would preach, there was just something about it. I'll never forget him talking about over in Judges and Deborah and Barak. And man, I mean, he had you seeing when those horses were driving, and he had you seeing the steam come out of their nose, and he had you watching as the carriages began to sink in the mud. I mean, I'm telling you, you were like there, and you found yourself on the edge of the seat. boy, I'd like to preach like that. Then there's other preachers that can get up, and man, they can just tell stories, and you can just associate. I'm not much of a storyteller, you know that. I'm not much of a joke teller. I told a joke last week. First joke I've really told in a long time. Everything else I say that's funny wasn't supposed to be funny, but people laugh. You know, but God called me to be me. He gave me what He's given me. He called me to preach and to be what I am. And I'm going to tell you, there are times that you want to be envious of others. Look, we ought to all be bettering ourselves. We ought to all be learning how to do things better. If you're a Sunday school teacher, you ought to be a better teacher next year than you are this year. If you're a preacher, you ought to be a better preacher next year than you are this year. If you're a singer, you ought to work on singing and expanding yourself to have greater abilities. You know, I mean, I realize there's limitations to everything that we do. But we ought to be working at bettering ourselves, having greater knowledge and finding different things. But when somebody comes along and they play the piano better than you, or they sing a song better than you, or they preach a message better than you, or they teach a class better than you, what's that to thee? Follow the Lord. And if you teach the class, be the best teacher you can be. And if you sing a song, do the best job that you can sing, that you can do singing. If you play the piano, then do the best that you can at playing the piano. And if you preach a message, do the very best that you can at preaching the message. And don't worry. God gives different people different talents and different abilities. And thank God for all of them. And if we'll all work together in getting the job done, maybe we can reach some people with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Instead of being envious of what others can do, then let's be thankful that God's given them something. And let's be our best. Let them be their best, and let's see what God can do. John was a great man, no doubt. Peter says, what about John? And Jesus said, what's that to thee? That's convicting to me. God often chooses to use others who think they have little to offer over those who think they have much to offer. Simply because they're willing to follow the Lord. See, it's not about how much talent you have. It's about how much God is on your life. It's how much you're willing to be used of Him. And by the way, I've watched God use people that you look at them and you think, you know, what good could come out of somebody like that? They stand up to preach, and boy, I've seen their delivery is what I would say lacking, you know, in my great professional opinion, like I would have one. And they get done preaching, and while I'm sitting there critiquing their style, the invitation's given and the altars are flooded. I've seen it happen more than once. It's amazing who God can use. If we'll not be so worried about others, and we'll follow Him. What is that to thee? Jesus said. What's it matter what John does? How he serves me? And by the way, you remember what happened to John, don't you? I wonder what would have been best, to have gone ahead and died in a martyr's death and go to be with the Lord, or to be exiled out to the Isle of Patmos and be left alone. Of course, we know that God used that in a great way, gave us the book of the Revelation, but you know. But what's it matter what others do or don't do? What's it matter if they do great things or they do nothing with the God that they have? What's that to us? Let's follow the Lord. And let's not get our eyes on others, but let's get our eyes fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Perhaps there may be other areas in your life where this would come into effect. Let's ask ourselves the question, are we following the Lord? Are we so concerned about others, or are we willing to follow the Lord? Are we willing to heed His command? May the Lord help us. Jesus said, if I will that He tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the time that we've had. Thank you for your precious word. Lord, forgive me of times when I've had my eyes on others, been more concerned about what others thought than what you had shown me. Lord, times when maybe I've been envious of others, I'm so sorry. Lord, I want to thank you that you saved me and you called me. Lord, help me just to be the best that I can be, and help us tonight to be committed to doing whatever you want us to do with our lives, to get our eyes on thee, Lord, to have our eyes fixed on thee until you return to bring us home to be with you. Lord Jesus, I pray that the Holy Spirit's worked in this service tonight in a special way, touched our hearts and our lives, maybe encouraged us to go on for thee. Now have your way in this time of invitation. May we respond as the Holy Spirit moves in our lives. For it's the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen. Let's stand to our feet tonight. 351.